Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a beautiful day here in Connecticut. We're very due for them. We've had a spell of, you know, the showers. I think that Mother Nature thought it was April before it was, but we're blessed to have a gorgeous day today. I was just outside with my little princess, my blessing and co-host, really. She'll probably make an appearance sometime along the way here during the call today. I want to make the intro as quick as I can because I do have a full switchboard and I'm going to try to do my best to get to everyone. I always share that if you hear a message and I'm not able to get to you, if you hear a message shared with someone else and it connects with you, trust to know that's exactly what Spirit is wanting for you, is to get the message even if it's through someone else. Someone else's reading. I always do readings when I start. I let you know I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death prediction type reading. I believe by asking Spirit to share with me through the light, there is no darkness. And that's how I like to receive messages and share them with you. I use all my senses, so there's times they don't always match, but we end up working it out and seeing how what I'm receiving connects with you, and trust to know that Spirit really does always bring forward what is for your highest good today, even if you have something else in mind. I do psychic work as well as mediumship work, so we can do either or. And I also just ask you to keep it to one question today. We do have a full switchboard, and I try to do the best I can in this short amount of time to get to as many calls as possible. My first caller, the way I do this is I give you the area code and the last two numbers of your phone number. I very, very strongly believe in guarding confidentiality. So I just ask for a first name, please. The area code, the first call is 727, and the last two numbers of your phone are 15. Thank you for taking the time to call in today. What's your first name? Okay. I'm not hearing the caller, so I'm going to put you on hold, and that's okay. Some people just want to call in and listen, not necessarily ask a question. I will come back to you, and just in case you weren't recognizing your phone number, I do that myself sometimes. Area code 424 is my next caller, and the last two numbers are 93 of your phone number. Thank you for calling in today.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you for taking the time to call in.
Thank you. My question would be, I've been really thinking that I would like to move, do some traveling this year. Do you see that happening with me?
The first insight Spirit sharing right away is this: you got to start planning it, Lynn. Thinking about it, you've been thinking about it all last year. You spent a lot of time thinking about the places that you want to go, and now is time to put some of that thinking and planning and deciding, is the way I'm going to share that, of where you want to go. I do feel it's not, you know, easy. It's not easy for any of us with you know, the budget for traveling, but I you've got to get going, and I want to say by September you're going to have something lined up to do in September, is what I'm hearing. Does that make sense to you as to when you'll be able to get going?
Yes, it does. September does sound right. Okay.
All right, because that's what it's not. You know, you could do a couple overnighters, but the really good, you know,
yeah.
you really do have something in mind, and it's not going to be just, you know, book it today and go tomorrow. So really get it going, and have no fear is the way I want to share this with you, that it's going to be possible, because once you put the plan in motion, things are going to align that are going to absolutely allow it. And I know it sounds crazy, but it because it seems so big, but it's possible.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you. It's not too big. It's not too big. Like I say, you've been thinking of this.
Right.
The spirit's been aligning a lot of stuff. So trust in moving forward that it's going to be made possible, and let me know how it goes. I'm excited to hear how the trip goes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, now I'm going to try back to the first caller here. It was area code 727, and the last two numbers of your phone are 15. Thank you for calling in today. Are you on the line? Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you taking the time. I'm going to move on to my next caller, which is area code 303, and the last two numbers of your phone number are 60. Thank you for calling in today. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for taking the time to join me.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my honor always to share messages from Spirit.
Sure. So I'm just wondering if my financial situation is going to get better, and as a result, we'll be able to move, and when that might take place.
Yeah, that's going to be, I feel the moving is definitely going to happen for you, but it's going to be a little further down the line than you're expecting because of the resources. But I do feel the resources, I feel there's something new coming in within a couple of weeks, an opportunity. Are you presently looking for more employment or
Yeah, I just have like a little part-time thing. Yeah. And I am looking for more.
Beautiful, because I want to say within the next couple of weeks, that's the sense of the energy that I'm receiving. So apply for anything and everything that interests you. Even if you're feeling you're not experienced or, you know, I've never done that before, put in for it, because I just feel that within the next couple of weeks, it's like you're going to be aligned with the means to make the move. But it's going to take a little bit longer because, you know, things tend to pop up here and there. But your focus and your determination is going to get you there. No doubt about it. And I want to say, you know, and I have a hard time sometimes with timelines, because it really does, you know, Spirit doesn't divulge all the circumstances that can arise.
No,
but
totally.
I want to say within a year, you're going to be able to get that move in place. No doubt about it. I know I could feel in your energy you need and want so much sooner, but to do it the right way for you to feel secure, I want to go the year time, within that year time.
Okay.
I know. But it's gonna be better that way, because it's still the preparing for it.
No, that's true. And you know, I'm looking into new houses and versus old houses, and the old houses are just ugh. And I just want a newer house. I don't know, I'm being rude, but about it.
Yeah, no. You're absolutely, and never, see, thank you for saying that, Laura, because it's really, Spirit is wanting me to share this, and it's for all of us to know that, you know, what we want is not too much. It's never too much. It's okay.
I want $1 million
and
a yacht.
It's perfect to you. Pardon?
I said, well, then I want $1 million and a yacht.
You know, and it's
kidding.
Okay. And you know what? I had Spirit say to me one time when someone said that to me, is add up all your tax returns and see, you've probably already made $1 million.
Aww,
so it's
cool.
Like sometimes we just don't, or as human beings, we limit ourselves. So we don't want to ever limit ourselves to what is possible. I always add on or something better, because we don't always know what's best for ourselves. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and Spirit does.
That's
so,
for sure.
Yeah, that, you know. So really, you know, take the consider it an adventure as well, looking for the houses and exploring the different stuff and really follow your inner knowing. But I do feel, like I say, within a couple of weeks, there's going to be opportunity arise to start giving you some indication of what exactly
feel better about
is,
it, right?
Yeah, it is perfect for you.
Okay.
I'm having a little, thank you so much for calling. Let me know, you know, about the, because I'd love to hear what opportunity comes up. Because I want to say, Laura, that it's almost as if even it's something that you haven't done, but it's kind of exciting. And, you know, you might be like forward, backward. It might be like that volley within yourself, but trust to go with the trying it and overcome the, I call it fear, because that's really what it is for us, is fear.
Right. Well, I'm doing two different things. I'm doing, like, notaries, like a remote closer where I do loans at the remote closing. And then I'm also looking into the airlines. So two different things, but totally, you know.
Absolutely. Great. That's exactly, you're following the guidance you're receiving directly, because it, you know, oftentimes we'll have that little bit of fear and it'll hold us back and that opportunity passes. But then, you know, spirit keeps aligning us. They never give up is the way I have to say it with
well,
things.
Good.
But when we are able
I need
to
some
overcome,
help.
There you go. And we're always getting it. We just got to work with it too. That's the hard part sometimes when we have that little bit of fear about trying something different or going in a new direction. You know, we're human. We have that you know, that human experience too. So
but God, how boring if we don't, you know?
I know. Well, that's what I get. It'd be vanilla. It would just be like just plain old vanilla, and I know vanilla's great, but it's just
I
vanilla.
Love it,
and you want to add things to it to make it different and unique, and that's really what all our lives are.
Totally.
So thank
totally.
You and enjoy the new adventure.
Thank you so much for what you do for people.
Thank you for allowing me. Have
all
a
right.
blessed day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, my next caller is from area code 410, and the last two numbers are 04 of your phone number. Thank you for calling in today. What's your first name?
Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hi, just a moment. I think I'm having a little cross wires here on my switchboard. Area code 410 and it's 04 are the last two numbers of your phone. What's your first name?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you. I have my husband's helping me with the switchboard, and I'm having a little difficulty with crossing wires here. I'm not saying it's him. I'm saying I do funny things when spirit's around with electronics.
Huh.
What's your
I was wondering
today?
If you could tell me when you think I'm going to retire.
Oh. Well, I want to say sooner than later, but I feel it is, again, just as the previous call, it's going to be a little longer than you're really wanting to because of the, you know, the security of having the employment. I have to give you a year's out from now, at least. But I do feel that there's going to be experiences that you have during that time that's going to continue to enrich you. Yeah, it doesn't make it any easier because you're ready to do it now, huh?
Yeah.
Like, ready? Yeah, you're ready now. And I so want that for you. But I just feel for your energy, the way Spirit's sharing this is it's going to go a little bit longer just to give you that security of knowing you've got that extra time and I want to say the extra little bit in the bank, because it's almost as if as fast as it comes in, it's going out for you at this time, which is causing you to have some, you know, hesitation in just having to rely on a fixed situation. So what I'm sensing is like I say, it's very difficult with time for me with circumstances, but I want to go a year's out at this point for you, Kathy.
Do you think you said something about I don't know, something along the way. Do you think it's spiritual?
I feel it's almost as if it's like experiences you're meant to have is the way I want to share that you wouldn't have if you go sooner. So it's kind of like, you know, it's often we don't understand why one thing causes something else to happen, and we think that the thing that caused it to happen is horrible, but what happened is perfect. So
I see what you mean, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's like, even though you want to go, it's like you're meant to be there and have the experiences for your enrichment,
mm-hmm.
even though it doesn't feel that way at this time. You know, it's like you just don't always understand why we have to have a little bit of, you know, sour with our sweet. But
right.
I love the way that just came through. That was pretty interesting. but it really that's the sense I'm getting for you. And knowing that there is the light at the end of the tunnel is going to give you some relief too, because it can
uh-huh.
be very stressful. Your stress is very high. So you're also
yeah.
being guided towards things that will help you have tools to reduce it during that time, but also to carry on with you. Because, you know, as we grow with more life experiences, the wiser we get and the calmer we are and the easier it is, that's what they say. And I can say, if I reflect back, I have made some progress in that department, but I know I still have a long way to go. I don't know if I get to 100 if I'll have enough patience to say I have some, but, you know, I absolutely understand what where you're at on your journey, and it's like knowing that you're getting there, but it's almost like I want to say that the vision I just got was, you know those squirrels that have those wings or things that they can, the gliding squirrels?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, the flying
That's what
squirrel.
I kind of
yeah.
feel I want to give you that sense of in the, this like, last year gliding towards the actual retirement. Because you're going to
uh-huh.
have the extra income, you're going to have the knowing you're going to be able to do it, and you're going to be knowing that this experience is really enriching. So, yeah, just kind of gliding through that last part is the way Spirit's wanting your energy to feel, and giving you opportunity, giving you things that will help you with that. So if you see a meditation you want to try, try it. If you have a drawing class that you want to go to it. You know, start, I want to say even easing into retirement, because you're very high-paced and very fast-moving soul, and it's very difficult for you to, you're not going to go from 100 miles an hour to, like, having coffee.
I'm sure I'll be doing something after I retire.
That's what I mean. It's like you're going to start
right.
you're going to start seeing that stuff coming forward this year, even in the upcoming year. So follow it and do those things, because it's going to spark all that stuff that gives you stuff to do and look forward to and keep you busy.
Well, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Yeah, so often there's times where we think that, you know, circumstances is not what we're wanting, but it's so in alignment with what's so perfect for us at the time. My next caller is from area code 239, and the last two numbers are 26 of your phone. Thank you so much
yes.
for calling in today. What's your first name?
Thank you. My first name, Martha.
Monica, thank you.
Yeah. So I have a question. I want to know when and if any of my books that I'm planning to write, publish, are going to be successful.
I do feel that that's a real purpose for you in this life, is to express yourself through written word. And I strongly feel Spirit is sharing the insight that it's meant to be shared. I do feel that there will be success, but you got to get going, Monica. And it's so easy for Spirit to give us this guidance, and it's so, you know, yeah, well, am I going to do it in my sleep? Because I feel as if you have a very busy schedule, and it's just, but what I'm sensing Spirit is wanting to share is it's just getting started for you. What's going to get that ball rolling. You dabbled a little bit here and there, and I'm also needing to share with you that many artists, or, you know, that energy, are very critical of their own, what they produce, so don't be so critical on yourself either. It's almost like I want to say just write it, and then don't go back and correct anything until you're all done, and then reread it, kind of thing. Because I think you can get stuck with going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, and then you get stuck on something when you go backwards, and it's hard to get going forward again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And,
okay.
and also, like, I get very confused in the type. What type
yep.
of book should I write first, you know? And
yep.
Because I need something
and
that
and
works.
I just have to encourage you to really allow yourself. And it's not, you know, it's not as if you're... I share with people when I do readings, Monica, I don't always remember the reading, and it's not that I don't, you know, connect with your energy or that I value the message. It's just not mine to keep. And spirit downloads things to us all the time. And if you sit down and you just start writing, I feel as if it's just going to start flowing from you. Just allow yourself to pick one and know that that's the right one to be first. And when you sit down and ask which one, you'll be given what topic to go with first, what area to go in. Because I feel as if you do have the ability to, and that's where I got that word dabble. It's like you can go from one to the to a full range of things, but you have the ability to communicate things through written word that others will connect with in a way that's meaningful for them. So don't get hung up on what it is that you're doing, because what you're doing is kind of divinely guided, I guess you could say. You know, we're all beings that are guided and loved, and we don't always feel that way about ourselves, but we are. And you know, spirit's going to help you get exactly out what is needed to be received from the others. So it's not always about what you want to do, it's about what you're meant to do too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because you really do have a way of presenting things to a wide range audience, you know, different audiences, to have them connect and really get what you're sharing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And yes, the first thing is the thing that you originally thought of writing about is the way I'm receiving this, is what you originally felt was the right thing to do. What you have the most passion about, what you have the most interest about. The other stuff is kind of what's going to come next, because your energy is very fast moving, and it's almost like you have to slow down and start at that, you know, get in the car first, and then let the car drive, you know. But yeah, just start, and don't edit yourself. Allow it to come out and flow, and then I want to even encourage you to have someone else help you with when you go back to read it again, because you're going to pick it apart, because that's your energy. You know, you worry about making sure it's right, you know. And that's part of your vibration, and it's perfect about you, but it's your heart on yourself. So I think that there's going to be parts where you think something might need to be changed, but it's absolutely perfect just the way it came out originally. Okay?
Okay. Thank
Trust
you.
In your
Thank
gift
you.
Of communication. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Of us are so hard on ourselves, and when we really do allow ourselves to hear spirit guidance and spirit presence in our lives and our loved ones and all that is, we are brought back to what is the truth, and that is we are divine, and we all have passion, and we are meant to express it. So thank you so much for allowing us to get those messages today, Monica. Okay, my next caller is from area code 631, and the last two numbers of your phone are 74. Thank you so much for calling
today. Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call.
And having the patience to
hang
on.
Thank you. My name is Suzanne. I applied yesterday for teacher assistant where I'm subbing this year. Just started. Do you see me getting a job in September as a teacher assistant? And do you ever see me getting a boyfriend, a companion?
Well, I definitely feel as if the been doing really good work, and that it's been noticed. So I do feel very positive energy about the position in September. Making sure to keep them aware of your absolute interest, because I have to tell you know what I mean?
I might call next month and say, did you get my resume? Something like that.
Keep checking in. You know, it's almost, I don't want to say annoyance, but you want your name right on top. You want them to keep thinking about you. And that also gives them the knowing that you have the dedication to doing it, because I have to tell you, I feel as if there's turnover there. Like, they'll get people to start and then they don't keep going. They don't follow through. And it really is an investment on their part each time they start someone. So they're getting a little more hesitant.
School I'm at now or different?
People.
I work for like two or three subbing.
Yeah, the one that you're with now, 'cause you know what I mean. It's like it's almost it's like people start, but then they don't stay. And then they have to start, you know, start somebody up mid-year. So they're looking for somebody that they know is really interested and really, really, really dedicated to the position. So make sure that you make your presence known.
And what about love life?
Well, that I have to say immediately when you said that, it's like, well, get out there and start meeting people and give yourself the
opportunity. I'm trying. It's like either I don't know.
Yeah, you got to align with those that have the same interest as you. And for you, it's hard to make time to do things that you like to do. It's very difficult. It's not that.
It's like money's kind of low, and I don't really have single friends to go out with. It's like, you know.
It's not even like going to the functions where it's like social, like dating kind of functions. I'm feeling even things like that you're interested in regards to like, you know, enjoyment, you know, because I feel like it's got to be like it's not social like a party, but it's got to be a lot of people around. But you're all like there for the same reason, whether it be a fundraiser or, you know, I'm seeing, because it's my interest, so I don't know if we share it, flea marketing or, you know, things where you have interest and you enjoy doing.
Oh, wow, this Saturday I might work at a flea market.
Excellent, thank you.
Interview.
All right, because sometimes I hesitate. I'm like, is it me coming in or is it, you know, so I shared it. Good, I'm glad I did. You know, and not being afraid, you know, Susanna, when you feel, when your attention's drawn to another soul and you feel as if there's, you have interest in them, that's really spirit aligning you with your energy to know that this person is someone that is in alignment that is you're meant to have experiences with. And so many of us hesitate. We let that fear happen, or oh, he's too cute.
No, it's not fear. I'm just meeting people who really don't want to date, or they're just getting out there, either too young or looking, or they're around my age, but they don't want to date. I don't know.
Yep.
That's what I'm meeting.
Yeah, well, keep your focus as to what it is that you're desiring, because it's been a little evolving, and spirit will align you with opportunities to meet souls that are in alignment with that. But it is up to us to really, you know, take the opportunity to meet those that spark our interest. So when you're at the flea market, if there's someone that's walking by, you know, make a point of talking to them if you feel an attraction towards them, and allowing yourself to not be shied away from you know, conversation. But also, it's really important, and you know, some people really think that the law of attraction has all to do with that movie, The Secret, but it's really a lot more. It's really involved in all of our lives all the time. It's a governing principle, just like the law of gravity. That's what spirit gives me to compare it to, because we know the law of gravity, how the effect it has on our life every day. We'd be floating around if it wasn't here. But the law.
All right,
of attraction,
I'll just get out there and smile more and talk.
It's not even that. It's your inner thinking and desires and aligning with what it is that you're seeking in a partner. And it's not, you know, it's everything. Morals, values, ethics, lifestyle, appearance. You can do, you know, include everything in this and keep that your focus. And you will align.
Okay,
with it.
Can I ask quick question?
I keep meeting the same people all the time, and you will continue to meet the same people all the time. I'm sorry, unfortunately, I am running out of time,
okay.
And I was able to do a couple of things for you, Susanna. So I'm going to have to thank you very much for allowing me, but you know, check out the law of attraction on more than just the secret level, and know that whether we know we're working with it, it is working with us. So when we keep having those thoughts that only bad things happen, then only bad things keep happening. When we switch it around, and it's not going to make it all rosy, there's still going to be life experiences, but it's going to help those experiences be more positive. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Well, I appreciate everyone calling in, and I'm down to the last almost minute here. So I want to encourage you, if there's any, you know, anything more you want to know about me, I do have a website, DonnaMarieCrawford.com. It explains a little bit more about me and how I came about doing this. And also there's a free offer for a video series that can help you connect with your intuition and really begin to recognize how spirit communicates with you specifically, directly. There's also a whole section on the different services. I try to offer readings for all different comfort levels. And if there's anything you'd like to get into a little more in depth or have, you know, more time to receive messages and guidance from Spirit, definitely I would feel honored to connect you with those. I thank you again for connecting with me today, and I wish you all blessings always. And if you know a message given to someone else connects with you in any way, trust that's how Spirit was able to get it to you today, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording. Blessings always.